Hello, this is DJ Frederick. You found the Radio Thrift Shop, a home for cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and excursions deep into the musical archive. Welcome. The Thrift Shop is open for your listening pleasure.
Thank you.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and streaming online at classicalwscs.org. On this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, it's jazz flute music. And we started that set off with Julius Brockington from the United Chair LP and In the Back of the Churchyard. And I'm going to drop the needle on Gabor Szabo and his cover of Stormy. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In his Native American tongue, his name literally means his horse is crazy. But at birth, he was known as Curly because of his light golden hair that curled. During his first vision quest, Curly had a vivid dream of a rider in a storm on horseback. People clutched at the rider but could not hold him. A red-backed hawk flew over the rider's head. When Curly reported the dream to his father and the medicine man was consulted, the latter interpreted it as a sign of his son's future greatness in battle. The young man would become the famous Native American warrior, Crazy Horse. During this time, Americans continually broke treaty agreements. The settlers advanced farther westward, resulting in violence and acts of destruction by both sides. When gold was discovered in the Black Hills of South Dakota, the pressure on the Lakota tribe living there became that much greater. In order to take possession of the region, the United States government decided to round up all remaining Free Plains Indians, primarily the Lakota or Sioux Indian tribe and the Cheyenne. President Grant set a deadline of January 31, 1876 for all Lakota and Northern Cheyenne Indians to report to their designated reservations, sometimes called agencies, or they would be considered hostile. In many instances, these so-called reservations were not much better than a concentration camp. By the 1860s, reservation life meant total dependency on the government. President Grant wanted the Indians to learn to live like white people and to abandon their tribal ways. But the Lakota camp refused to be housed on any reservation. Tune in for our next Hidden History when young Crazy Horse deals a devastating blow to Custer's attempt to round up the Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn, better known as Custer's Last Stand. You can read more Hidden Histories at ahiddenhistory.blogspot.com. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Jazz Flute Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Sounds of Earth from their 1986 LP Solstice. That was a tune called The Fox. Before that, Art Webb with a Smile, and we started off with a Forgotten 45 by Sam Most and Jungle Fantasy. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Jazz Flute Edition of Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm celebrating 21 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. If you'd like to hear previous programs, they're all archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net, radioforall.net. And I'm stretching toward 500 editions of the Radio Thrift Shop, so please stay tuned every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight.
Here's a program from our archives.
To some Native American tribes, the buffalo or bison was said to be a predictor of the weather. If its coat was thick, then a harsh winter was at hand. Well, let's hear how bison are faring this winter at Yellowstone National Park. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet. Winters are long and harsh in Yellowstone, and hot springs, like the ones we're listening to now, provide whatever scarce warmth there is to be found in the park. According to wildlife biologist John Mack, many of the 3,000 bison that spend the winter in Yellowstone cling to these steamy thermal areas. But the bison still need to forage away from the hot springs, and so they'll spend the winter searching through the snow for whatever sedges and grasses they can find. Luckily, the bison are well adapted for the winter. Unlike deer and elk, bison can manage in very deep snow. They swing their massive heads back and forth, sweeping through the snow to reach the grasses underneath. But physical hardiness isn't always enough for the bison. Their success in the winter is dependent upon the environmental conditions throughout the year. During the summer months, the bison are eating and fattening up in the higher elevations of the park. And when winter arrives, if the temperature is very low, or layers of ice cover the undergrowth, the bison may have to rely on their fat reserves to survive. And yet the bison has survived massive hunting by man, the narrowing of their range to a fraction of its original size, and thousands of winters past. They are, according to Black Elk, the chief of all animals, representing the earth and the totality of everything that is. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the pulse of the planet.
You're listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
Alain Marion and Raymond Guyot with Marion's Suite from the album Golden Flute Club, released in 1989. That was Alain Marion on flute, Raymond Guyot with orchestration, George Avenitis on piano, Daniel Homer on drums, Guy Pedersen on bass, Roger Fougine on percussion, and Jean-Francois Leroux on vibraphone. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Homegrown Homemade Radio. It's the Radio Thrift Shop, and this has been the Jazz Flute Edition. We're going to wrap it up with one more track from the scarce LP, The United Chair by Julius Brockington. This is a tune called 49 Reasons. There are at least 49 reasons to listen to non-commercial community radio in all of its wonderful forms. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with more Radio Thrift Shop next week here on WSCS. Thank you.